Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
In these Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you? I hope you've been enjoying the program so far. Alan Corwin in the last hour, the Alan Corwin Experience. He's wonderful, isn't it? Gotta love Alan Corwin. Make sure to visit gunlaws.com. If you missed the previous hour, make sure to head over to armedamericanradio.com or pick up the USCCA app and listen to the previous hour. Hour two of this monster cast was really good. Alan Corwin's excellent. It's been a day of Alan's here. Because Alan Gottlieb joined me in hour one. This has been probably the craziest 2 weeks I think I've ever seen as an occupant of the Armed American Radio chair, both shows. In fact, next week begins, I think, is it next week? I'll have to check the calendar. But next week begins our fourth year, our third anniversary of the daytime show. And, of course, the next day begins, we begin heading into the fourth year. And I got to tell you something. In all of the time I've been occupying this chair, I just have never seen anything like it. But I've got to step back and I have to think, what does that mean? What do you mean you've never seen anything like that? You've probably heard some people say, and a lot of folks in the media have said, this one feels different. Referring to the shooting at Parkland. And you've probably heard some people say, yeah, it does. I've said it. Yeah, this feels different. And then I sit back and I wonder, why? Why does it feel different? What feels different? Where does that sense come from, that sense of feel? So I sat back and I asked myself, what are you saying? What do you mean when you say to yourself, this feels different? Where does that feeling come from? Where do you get all of your information? You get it from a website. You get it predominantly from TV. You get it on whatever format it takes, whether it's from a smartphone, whether it's from a tablet, whether it's from a computer, whether it's from recorded news, pre-recorded news, live news, whether it's from any of the cable news outlets, CNN, Fox, MSDNC, any of the networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, it doesn't make any difference. What I'm referring to here is media coverage. The media shapes the narrative. They bend it. They twist it. This is where we gather our information. So why, then, is there a sense of this one feeling different? I can only tell you from personal experience. When the story about Parkland first broke, if you weren't watching the news, if you weren't looking at your phone, if you weren't reading something, or you weren't listening to the radio, you didn't know about the story, did you? Now, back in the olden days, we'd come home from work. We'd settle in, we'd have some dinner at 6:30, we'd stick on the news. Remember those days back when you had to get up and turn the dial? Remember? Your dad would yell at you to get up and change the dial. Remember that? But back in those days, that's when we would see these stories. Or word of mouth, someone would hear about it, and we couldn't run and grab the internet, couldn't pull up a website, we couldn't turn on anything. Maybe a local show would break in. But for the most part, we gathered our information in the evening. Today, things feel different because we gather information instantaneously. It comes at us like that, right there. Parkland happens, and Shepard Smith is talking about it before he knows his butt from a hole in the ground. He's concocting theories and ideas while he's talking to you. It's nothing but conjecture. He has absolutely no idea what's going on. They continue to show the same loop of the same 10 kids running out with their arms up. And they go back and they loop it and they play it again and they play it again and they play it again and they play it again. And you flip to another channel and there it is. The same loop. They're sharing the same loop from the local affiliate down there in Parkland or Broward or Miami or Lauderdale or wherever they got it from. And then you flip to CBS, ABC, NBC, and they're all doing the same thing and they're all showing the same loop. And the reporters are all saying the same thing. You've heard nothing new, yet you've been bombarded with this information. It's plastered you. And all of a sudden, it dawns on you. After Vegas, after Sugarland, Texas, this feels different. This isn't good. Because the coverage is heavier than it's ever been before after each one. And now there's a different dynamic in play. Because now you have kids coming out of that high school that are old enough to talk about what they experienced, unlike Newtown. But you have 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds coming out of that school telling you. And isn't it interesting that the media is pushing, or it seems to be pushing, in this case, instantly, almost instantly, the voices that you hear coming from the school are hostile to your right to bear arms. It was immediate. And some of those kids, isn't it interesting, are still on television giving interviews. David Hogg comes to mind. For the most part, the 15 minutes of fame is gone. But you've got some out there that have websites. This kid's got 400,000 Twitter followers or something crazy like that. And he gets in front of any camera he wants to. Why? Because he's telling you what the media wants you to hear. That's the way this game is played. If it bleeds, it leads. And if it's bleeding, it's leading, and you've got somebody that's fairly articulate and saying exactly what those cameras want to convey to you, oh, this is a match made in heaven. And this is the kind of coverage that you're going to get in that cycle that is absolutely continuous and repetitive. And the anchors, like Shep Smith. I pick one. It doesn't matter. I'm picking on Shep because I can. I don't like Shep. Getting tired of his... Well, just say I'm just going to pick it on Shep. And that's okay because I can. But he's giving you a particular narrative. How many times do we have to see this? How many times have we been through this? How many times are we going to see this again? When are we finally going to do what? Something. I'm sick of Shep. I got to turn this dial. Boom. And I go over to somewhere else and I hear somebody else on another channel saying the same exact thing. Showing the same exact loop. Here it comes again and again and again and again and again. But I don't turn it off. I keep watching it. Because I have to keep watching it. I want to see what's happening. Because I was live on the air when the story was breaking. And there it was on one of the four monitors in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios at the time. And then the evening coverage got worse. And the anti-gun kids who seemingly came out of the woodwork were everywhere. They were on every dial. David Hogg was on MSNBC 10 minutes later. He's on CNN 10 minutes later. He's on over here. He's everywhere. He's on every network. Not once did I see somebody. It took a few days. But not once did I see somebody saying, hey, man, this wasn't about the guns. The sheriff in Broward County. What did he do? CNN exploiting the wounds. Pouring salt and water in them. Filling an arena with seemingly 4,000 people, 5,000 people, all projecting an anti-gun narrative, an anti-freedom narrative, an anti-Second Amendment narrative, calling the NRA members murderers. You, a murderer. That's what they were yelling at Dana Lash. Murderer. Dana Lash is a mother. I've had dinner with her. This one feels different, doesn't it? It feels different because of the level of coverage that it's getting. We'll open it up and explore it a little bit more in the next segment. I got a lot to cover with you in this hour. Stick around. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hey, gun lovers, big news for you. Are you looking for that perfect handgun for self-defense and trips to the range? Well, today's the day you can make that happen for free. You know, I'm a proud supporter of the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a USCCA member. I'm member number 32, actually. And for a very limited time, the USCCA is giving 10 of my lucky listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber 1911. That's right. 10 of you could take home $1,500 for free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your chances to win. But this all ends on the 23rd, so you have to hurry. The clock is ticking. And remember, they're giving away 10 Kimbers. That means you'll instantly get 10 free chances to win the second you enter. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now. It's easy. You can enter in seconds and it's 100% free, but time is running out. Go to armedandresponsible.com for your 10 chances to win. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. 10 chances to win, and you can take home that $1,500 for that Kimber for free. Remember, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine washable and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
You just heard that MyPillow spot if you were tuned in. I love it. AAR is the promo code, 50% off the four-pack over there. Mike Lindell supports the program. I love the guy. He's wonderful. What a great success story he is. And it was really fun having him on the program talking about gun ownership and freedom. And then 2 days later, he just shocked us and gave us that promo code, and it was wonderful to have him support us. That's saying, hey, I support what you guys are doing. And you know what? We support him. So I'm going to tell you, please go there. If you're in the market for a new pillow, and if you don't have one of these, you should be. I kid you not, this is not scripted stuff, but I don't sleep. You know that about me. If you've listened to me for all these years, I get very little sleep. And I used to wake up all hours of the night with a headache. I used to call it my headache pillow. Yeah, I couldn't find a pillow that worked. I bought one of these MyPillows. I said, you know what? I'm tired of seeing the commercials, frankly. So I bought one. Thing works like a champ. I've had it for 2 years. And when Mike found that out, he got the biggest kick out of it. We came together on the radio program, and now he's offering the code to us. So if you're in the market, try one. I'm telling you, you'll get a good night's sleep. And even if you don't like it, you get 60-day guarantee on it. Get your money back. MyPillow.com, AAR is the promo code. The thing is fantastic. It works for me. And the cool part about it is it's washable, too. So I like that. Gun lovers, more news for you. The free stuff, USCCA, very limited time. 10 lucky winners of Armed American Radio listeners, you. 1,500 bones to buy a brand new Kimber 1911. 10 of you are going to get a check for $1,500 to buy the gun. But it's Kimber 1911. I don't know that I would want anything else if that were the case. Armedandresponsible.com to lock in those chances. It all ends on the 23rd. That's coming quick, all right? It's already the 4th. That's coming fast. Armedandresponsible.com. You can enter in seconds. It's painless. It's cheap because it's 100% free. Armedandresponsible.com. And also the Warfighter Tobacco guys. Love the guys. I've got some of their product right here. I've got to get over to a dealer. I've been saying that for the last few days, and I just haven't had a chance. 6 days of radio has been killing me. There's been so much going on lately, but I need to move that over to a dealer. But it's great product, 100% veteran-owned. They support us just like MyPillow does. They gave us a promo code of AAR. You get 10% off everything on the site except for the sample packs because they're already heavily discounted. WarfighterTobacco.com. They got all kinds of cool stuff. Cigars, if you're into that, accessories. They've got apparel and all kinds of neat stuff. Go check it out, Warfighter Tobacco. So we got some great sponsors. We have a lot of new ones coming up, too, clamoring to get on the program and provide you with some really good products, okay? You'll be surprised until you hear some of the other ones coming out, too. All right, I was talking about this feeling different. You know, and I got to admit, I was watching this stuff. I'm like, okay, this one does feel different. But then I sat back and I started thinking about it. I was asking myself what I was asking you in the first segment. Why? Why is it different? There's no bigger media critic out there than me. I hate them. Can't stand them. Don't like the inflections they use. Don't like the tone in their voice. Don't like the little goofy. I just don't like it. I can't stand the way news, it's not even news anymore in a 24-hour cycle, it's opinion masquerading as news, but I can't stand the way it's reported, I can't stand the style it's reported in, I can only take it for so long, it drives me crazy, it's a pet peeve, and it drives me nuts. And you throw in a cable news mix with 24/7, multiple channels, each and every one of them coming at you from a completely different perspective, you've got zero objectivity, none. The closest you'll get is One American News Network, and I'm going to tell you right now that that's a conservative bend. You can tell by watching. You can tell by what they cover. And that works great for me. But, you know, the days of reading the news in front of a camera are over. The last time I heard the news read, and I'm going to have to give it to Uncle Walter. I'm old enough to remember Uncle Walter talking about Cronkite. Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon today at 12:47 p.m., and that's news. Not opinion about what he was wearing and how he looked and what time he might have gotten there and all that other bull crap you get. It's what happened. And in today's environment, we get bombarded to the point where this feels different. Right? This feels different. It doesn't feel different because of what happened. It feels different the way it's being reported. What was different? Well, let's take a look at some of the things that were different. Dick's Sporting Goods announces end to assault rifle sales again. Remember, Dick's did this
after Newtown. Why? They didn't want to be a part of this story because they sold the same gun that the madman used to blow his mother's face off. This kid didn't go buy a gun. He blew his mother's head off and then went and shot his way into a school and killed 20 first graders. It's so horrific that your mind has a tough time comprehending that. But somehow Dick's Sporting Goods, who had nothing to do with the crime, and that's what it was a crime, decided they didn't want any part of it. That they would take it upon themselves to punish, I don't know how many customers they have, but they would punish every single one of their customers that wanted to buy one of those rifles from them. And that was okay with Dick's. And I'm okay with them doing it. Because the mom and pop shop, who I really like to support, is going to benefit. Because that's what happens in a free market society. They're not taking anything off the street. They're just taking their overpriced rifle off the market, and you're going somewhere else to buy it for cheaper. That's what's happening. But then what happened? Walmart did the same thing. Oh, and Dick's did one more thing. Whatever other rifles they're going to continue to sell, they're raising their age unilaterally to 21 to buy it. It's not a law. Think about it in these terms. You're 21 years old. You walk into a liquor store, and the liquor store says, "Nah, I'm not selling to anybody under 25. What's going to happen? You're going to say, "Okay, the hell with this place." And you're going to go down the street and buy it from where it's 21. Same thing happening here. Dick's isn't taking anything off the street. What are they doing? Why are they doing it? How would anybody know they did it? Because of the coverage it gets. Because Ed Stack is clearly aligned as a liberal goon with other liberal goons. Two of his employees' resignation letters, both of them 20-year-olds, by the way. Their resignation letters went viral. It was wonderful. They didn't want to work for a company with those liberal policies. I'm not going to sell guns at this place anymore. When yesterday I could have bought one and tomorrow I can't. It's the coverage. And in a 24-hour cycle, it got a tremendous amount of coverage. Walmart did it. This feels different. This feels different. Why? Well, because Dick's did it and Walmart did it. Ah, what's this I'm hearing about Delta? What's Delta doing? Delta's, what? We don't want to be associated with the National Rifle Association? We'll continue to break it down when we come back. Why? I'm telling you why this feels different. Then I'm going to make you feel a whole lot better. Don't go away.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
All right, welcome back inside these Crossbreed Holster studios again. We're talking together today about why this feels different, why you think maybe yourself it feels different, and why in conversations people who you know well have said to you, wow, this feels different. And you feel like because it feels different, you've got to be on the defensive. Well, I'm here to fix you, because it's not true. But it feels different. And it does, in a sense, feel different. And here's why, as we continue the conversation. Because the media is making it feel different. How is the media making it feel different? Because of what they're doing, because of the type of coverage, because of the intensity of the coverage, because of who they're bringing on to cover it. It's one right after another. There was in Cobb County, Georgia, I believe it was Cobb County, Georgia, 2 days ago. Might have even been yesterday. No, it was 2 days ago. It was 2 days ago on Friday. There was a group of high school students that walked out of their school so they could march in solidarity with Parkland. 90% of them probably don't even know what's going on. They're just using it as an excuse to walk out of school. I remember when I was in high school, we did that over something. I forget what it was. We marched down to the courthouse in Simsbury, Connecticut, for only a year and a half that I lived there. And I believe I was a junior or senior. And it was just supposed to be a march that was supposed to, we were supposed to walk out of the classrooms, but then we decided to
to buck the principals in the school system. We walked all the way downtown, and the mob took over, and it made the news. No idea why I even marched. Couldn't even tell you. It was just one of those things you did because everybody else was doing it. And I suspect that's kind of what's going on here. But they get tremendous amount of coverage. But this one was different. Because this one had counter-protesters, counter-marchers from the same school holding, and dozens of them, countering the nearly 100 students that walked out. There were dozens of pro-gun rights supporters, kids, holding up NRA signs, holding up Don't Tread on Me, holding up Come and Take It flags, wearing the hats, wearing the shirts in support of gun rights. And it was interesting because when they approached the kids who were walking out of school for the most part just to get, you could tell they were liberal by looking at them. Don't you know what I'm talking about? You do. You really do. Got the one kid with the hair down to his butt, little trying to grow a high school beard thing, you know, and he's talking like this cool stuff, you know, man, like, you know, and we're just like standing here, you know, and like solidarity, you know, with like the kids, like, you know, from like Parkland and, you know, calling for more, you know, common sense, like, you know, gun stuff because, you know, this just can't keep happening, you know, because like we got to do something, you know. Yeah, man, we got to do something. Meanwhile, camera goes over to the kid holding up the Come and Take It flag. And it's a young girl, 17 plus years old, maybe 18 years old. She says, this isn't about guns. She says, this is about stopping criminals from acting. This has nothing to do with the guns and the safes of other people's eyes. Has nothing to do with that. Every sign was there. This girl's talking logically. As opposed to the, you know, man, we're just walking, marching with them, you know, man, we got to do something, right? Well, what would you suppose we do? We just need more common sense gun laws, you know, we got to take these guns out of the hands of bad people, man, you know? And for the most part in the mainstream press, that's what you're hearing. Now, you've got some other kids that are more articulate than him, that are speaking more articulate, and still saying the same thing. Nothing. We have to do something. I'm only telling you about that one dope I saw in that little Fox report I saw. That's exactly what he was saying. But there's feelings over here and there's thought process over here. And that's the separation. That's the difference. But it still feels different because the level of coverage is so much more intense. What else makes it feel different? Well, because we heard Avis, because the attacks on the NRA, who, by the way, had nothing to do with the murderer in Florida, had nothing to do with his family, had nothing to do with the school, had nothing to do with anything other than being the nation's oldest civil rights group that defends gun rights from that dopey kid, you know, like, we got to do something, you know, man, from that type of attitude. And what happened in the coverage this time that made it feel different? Tremendous amount of coverage was given to the fact that Avis cut ties with the NRA. Allied cut ties with the NRA. Budget rental car has cut ties with the NRA. Starkey Technologies, never heard of them, has cut ties with the NRA. Delta, big news. Cut ties with the NRA. Cost them $40-plus million in tax credits. Enterprise, Rent-A-Car, cut ties with the NRA. First National Bank of Omaha, no longer providing the Visa services to the 5 million plus NRA members that might want the NRA Visa card to support the organization. Hertz, no longer supporting the NRA. That makes it feel different. Some of these companies are big name everyday companies. National Rent-A-Car, you've seen the goofy commercials. They're funny commercials. Yep. That's why it feels different. MetLife, we don't want your business. Best Western Hotels and Resorts, we don't want your business. Here's one that was a little disappointing. I was actually looking at this product, SimpliSafe. I'm tired of paying a whole bunch of fees for monitoring. I thought, man, maybe this works. I've looked at it. I flirted with it. No more. They don't want my business, so they're not going to get my business ever again. They could come back tomorrow groveling, saying they're sorry. They're never going to get it back. See, this all makes you feel different, right? Because we're hearing this constantly. Paramount Rx, prescription company, I guess. Don't know anything about them. They don't want my money. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. I used to stay at Wyndham's all the time when I was traveling more frequently than I am now. Best Western, not a big fan. Alamo Rental Car. This makes it feel different, doesn't it? These are big-name companies. Semantic. I use Macs. Couldn't care less about Semantic, but many millions of you use Windows. You care about Semantic, don't you? They don't care about you. United Airlines. Don't fly them. I don't think I've flown the friendliest guys with United. I think it was since I was a kid. No frequent flyer programs over there. Never going to do it. TrueCar. Don't know who they are. This makes it feel different, doesn't it? Boy, if I was moving anytime soon, North American Van Lines, right? North American moved me to Georgia 13 years ago. I got issues with Delta. I have a Delta-branded American Express Platinum card. I've got more points with Delta than I know what to do with right now. Was looking forward on taking my wife on a vacation after this whole medical ordeal that we're going through here at AAR Ranch. Can't wait to do that. Still going to. Got a ton of points on Delta. Very disappointed on what happened there. They're under tremendous pressure. I'm hoping we'll see something different from them. They're at least coming out and backtracking like other companies going, look, we support the Second Amendment. We're looking at cutting ties with everybody now. Well, a little bit too late, right, Delta? Because you capitulate. This is what happens when you capitulate to the left like this. Knee-jerk reaction because of some dopey person, anonymous basement dweller that sent a tweet that was retweeted once by somebody with 10 followers, and you're making corporate decisions on this dopey social media. Big problem. I have friends that work for Delta, too, that are not pleased with what their company did. Now Delta's out telling you that they're pro-Second Amendment. But all of this makes it feel different, doesn't it? Because you've never seen this level of coverage before. And it's not showing any signs of slowing down, is it? When we come back, I'm going to tell you some things that are going to make you feel better. Because I do have some numbers that are going to make you feel better. Because it's not near as bad as the media coverage would have you believe. Yes, the coverage is intense. Yes, there are tremendous threats to our liberties. But you can keep it in mental perspective. I'll help you do that when we come back here on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast for this final segment.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Wow, hard to believe the final segment is upon us for this week's Monster Cast. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Get some business out of the way, armedandresponsible.com. Go get in there. 10 of you are going to win $1,500 to buy the Kimber 1911, armedandresponsible.com. AAR is the promo code at mypillow.com. Take advantage of that. Well, I can't wait to get back to the ranch and put my head on one of those things. I really can't. It's been a long week, believe me. And you can want to celebrate something fun, or you want to buy a gift for somebody and support the vets that support us. Warfighter Tobacco, it's not just cigars, but it's accessories, it's apparel, it's stemware, it's all kinds of cool stuff over there. WarfighterTobacco.com, same promo code, AAR, and take 10% off. Let me get back into this stuff here with you, because we're focusing today on some in this hour of just this general sense, this general feeling that I know you had and may still have, that this is different. What else makes this feel different? For years, I've been telling you that at some point in time, the left is eventually going to tip their hat to what their ultimate goal is, and that's ban. And that's ban, ban, ban. And aren't we hearing that word bantered around a lot lately? Ban. You've got giddy Dianne Feinstein sitting next to the President of the United States of America telling him at a roundtable discussion in the White House on camera that she wants to ban hundreds of rifles from Americans. Why? Because a sick, psychotic psychopath murdered 17 students in Florida, who, by the way, should have never been able to get away with it because all the warning signs were there. Sheriff Israel down in Florida knew it. His deputies never went in. The FBI was aware of it. Kids were calling. Parents were calling. This should never have happened, yet somehow it's about your guns. Sitting with the President of the United States calling for banning your guns. You have Murphy in Connecticut wanting to take 200
guns away from you. 200 guns on their list. Or, I'm sorry, Bill Nelson. Florida's Bill Nelson. Murphy, he's right there with him. These people have never met a gun ban or gun control law or confiscation, anything that they didn't embrace. They will embrace any infringement on your right to bear arms. But you knew that. But this feels different. Why is this different? Because more on the left are out now openly talking about banning your guns, including Geraldo Rivera at Fox News. He's a lunatic. Talk to him about a quote-unquote assault rifle, which it really shocks me. Geraldo's been around the world. He calls this a juvenile gun ban. But I'm talking about raising the age. It's not juvenile. These are adults between 18 and 21, Geraldo. Here's what I think we should do. I think we should have a mandatory retirement age for 74-year-old journalists. That's what I think. Oh, that means we wouldn't have to hear you anymore, right? Yeah, I know. But all this feels different. It all feels different. I guess they don't care about the thousands and thousands and thousands of shootings that have occurred in Chicago over the years. Did you know a person in Chicago is shot every 4 hours and 3 minutes? Where's Geraldo been? Where's the outrage been? I could go on the whole list. Just going to use that as an example because his name popped up. A person is murdered in Chicago as of yesterday every 17 hours and 41 minutes. Think about that. Every 17 hours and 41 minutes, somebody in Chicago was murdered. I've got information on where they were shot in the body. 34 torso shots, 30 head shots. I can tell you the percentage of race. 62.5% of those victims are black. 21.3% are Hispanic. 12.5% are unknown. And only 3.8% are white. Where's the outrage? Dick's banning assault weapons, sales in their store. And let's get it straight. I use that term because that's what the media uses. That's how you know. We can't phrase it enough. Modern sporting rifles. All right, let's just call it what the left is calling it right now for the sake of this conversation. They're not assault weapons. But Dick's is banning assault weapons in their stores. Will have absolutely no effect on these numbers whatsoever. None. Zero. And it wouldn't have stopped anything. Oh, but you know what? Dick's sold a shotgun to the kid. And Ed Stack, the CEO, said, we don't want any part of this. We don't want to be a part of this story. And somebody said, well, you're not a part of the story. He didn't use the shotgun he bought from you. Even if he did, you still wouldn't be a part of the story because you didn't violate the law to sell him the gun. But we have to do something. This feels different. Let me tell you what's getting ready to happen here. The National Rifle Association's numbers are going through the roof. Their membership, now they won't talk about it. They never do. But after Newtown, we know their numbers increased by about 1 million. The NRA's numbers are going up right now as we speak. And while you're hearing this incessant coverage that makes you feel like this is different, something's different about this, what you're not seeing are the thousands of students. You're not seeing the Cobb County, Georgia kids supporting the Second Amendment. You're not going to see that on ABC, NBC, CBS. You might see it on Fox, but you're not going to see it on any network news, which is unfortunately where most Americans get their quote-unquote news from the network still, believe it or not, even though the numbers are declining. You're not going to see it on MSDNC. CNN's not going to cover it. CNN's based in Atlanta. They could have easily covered that Cobb County if they wanted to, but they chose not to. This doesn't push their agenda. And as the ban talk begins to ramp up, guess what happens? More people become actively involved. You become more involved. Second Amendment Foundation's numbers are going to increase. And I hope you're a part of it. NRA's numbers are going to increase. I hope you're a part of it. The USCCA's numbers are going to increase. I hope you're a part of it. I know that for a fact. I know these numbers are going up. Donations need to rise as a result of this. The mainstream media is not going to tell you this. But you need to be a part of it. Join your local grassroots organizations. They're going to see some membership increases. Over the last couple of years, there's been a little bit of a decline. Obama's on his way out. Trump won the White House. Everybody's complacent. Well, guess what? This one feels different. To me, it feels different because we're winning. That's why they're going crazy. And the more they talk about banning guns with headlines like this, banning assault rifles would be constitutional. You know to get off your duff and join and do and get into the fight. Welcome to the fight. Embrace this. Join us. Join me. If you have questions, mark at armedamericanradio.org. But make no mistake about this. These people hate you. They hate your lifestyle. They want to take it from you. The only one that can keep that from happening is you. So if you think this feels different, you need to get involved. And I can tell you how to do it. Real simple. Until we meet again on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense tomorrow, remember this, I tell you every day, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never, ever, ever find yourself in a gun-free cave. No self-respecting caveman ever would. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom.
On Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.